This morning's worship, our order for worship is, of course, found in the bulletin. It's projected as well, but it is also the liturgy because it's the first Sunday of an odd month, and that's what we're following. You can find most of that around page 77 to 80, and the page numbers are in the bulletin as well. So you need to keep the green book, the green hymnal handy, Lutheran Book of Worship, for our time together this morning. Let us rise as we begin with our invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
From 1 John's letter in the New Testament, we hear these words. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess, most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have not left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways
to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, our heavenly Creator, hears the prayers of all people and answers those prayers. Our prayer for forgiveness is answered in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who died for our sin that we might have new life. By the command of Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.